Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Summer is coming, which means sunny, stress-free, lazy days for kids, and pretty much the exact opposite for moms. Today, we get honest about what summer is really like for the women who are in charge of making it memorable. You're listening to Honest Women, the podcast for every woman who's trying to juggle the relationships, roles, and responsibilities that come with modern womanhood and finding it all just a little harder than she thought it would be. We're your hosts, Andrea Berkeley
and Jessica Hutchison, your new besties who just happen to be therapists. And while we believe that life is hard and there's no tip or trick that will solve that, it does get just a little bit easier when we can be real with each other and talk about it honestly.
You're listening to Honest Women. Hey, girl. Hey.
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
Nothing.
Just recording a podcast.
Just doing a podcast, nothing. This thing we do.
Yeah. Well, I gotta say, today is shaping up to be a good day. However, I am not having as good a day as my second child is, because this boy bursts into the kitchen and he declares, 3 weeks left. 3 weeks left. Do you know what there's 3 weeks left? Yeah, because you're terrified.
I know what he's talking about.
Uh-huh.
I know what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm. You sure do. Yeah. Summer is coming. Summer is coming.
Summertime and the living's easy.
Mm-mm. Not if you are a mom.
Nope.
Yeah. I also think that this reminds me of... So did you watch Game of Thrones?
Of course I watched Game of Thrones. How dare you ask me that?
Yeah, me too. It took me 3 starts. It was hard. There was a lot of intense content.
Same.
You know,
same.
I couldn't do it for a while, but then I did. I fought through and I watched the show.
Same.
And you know how they say winter is coming. And I think even if you haven't watched the show, you've seen the memes. Winter is coming.
Everywhere.
And, you know, as Midwesterners, we, of course, cling to this statement. We start in about October, first time it starts to get gray. We warn each other. Winter is coming. But I gotta say, I might be repurposing that.
Do it.
Summer is coming.
I support that decision.
Mm-hmm. Summer's crazy for moms. Summer makes me just as anxious as any other time of year. But before we even get to summer, we have to vanquish our first mortal enemy, which is May. Let's talk about May, shall we? Before we talk about summer. So whenever I see a mom friend these past few weeks, we just like look at each other with like really tired, knowing eyes, burnt out to burnt out.
I see you.
And be like, yeah,
I get it.
It's happening.
I see you.
I see you. Yeah. The question is like, how are you? And then it's like, it's May.
It's May.
That's how I am.
I feel like for teachers, it's May. We're almost there. And for parents or mothers, it's like, oh God, it's May.
Right.
It's May.
Right. Yeah, let's talk about why this is so hard. So I don't know if this is everybody. I really do think it is. May hits, there's just like such a fever pitch, such a wild burst of activity. And this year we went on spring break and I just never got my feet under me. I am not connected in my soul. Like I'm not viscerally connected to our spring schedule. I don't know what activities go on what days. I mean, half the freaking time our outdoor activities are rescheduled because of bad weather. So then there's just additional layers of chaos.
Oh, it's chaos.
It's so much chaos. And then there's so much going on at the school.
Why is that?
I don't know. Oh, we actually got an email. Bless this teacher. So lovely. However, oh gosh, if you're listening, I love you, teacher, and all teachers. But she did say something about it's the last month of school. And of course, the children will be learning, but we also want to make these special memories and have these like...
No memories.
Yeah, no. They want memories. They want picnic blankets. They want to do an indoor picnic. They want to have some special movie times. They want to have a board game day. Do you know what this is? This is a list of things I'm going to forget about. And I'm not going to do on time. And I'm going to disappoint my kid. And I'm going to walk around feeling like a shit parent.
I'm going to be honest... And because our kids go to different schools, so if your teacher's listening, she has no idea who I am, so she can not like me. But it actually sounds like a little bit of like teacher burnout. I don't want to come up with content anymore in curriculum, so I'm going to pass the torch and ask for people to help me rally in a very indirect, creative school teacher way.
Right. And you know what, sister? I see that, and I acknowledge that. You know, well done. I just wish I could meet the call because at this point of the year, I'm out of energy.
Can't level up.
No, I have zero fucks left. Like I don't know what day it is. I definitely don't remember what, I don't know. There's the parties, what dress up, what special. I don't know. I can't. May. It's killing me right now.
I'm the room mom in my youngest.
Girl, why did you do that?
Because here's what happens, Andrea, is they suck you in at the beginning of the year. Here's what happens. September comes and you're like, hallelujah.
Yes.
Kids are going back to school. We're getting back in a routine. And I am on my like, yay, I have more time to myself mm-hmm. or so I think I do. Hi. And they ask for volunteers. And I get sucker punched every single year. Mm-hmm. And every year my husband will say, can you please not volunteer so much this year? And to be fair, each year I've taken it down a notch.
Good.
He's like, so when I told you only to volunteer for one thing, you just decided to do a whole position that, you know, then you have to be in charge. Hey, baby steps here. Baby steps here, buddy. But next week here in Illinois, I don't know if it's national. I don't know. I can't follow anything anymore. It's Teacher Appreciation Week here.
Oof.
Which I love our school and our teachers. I love them. But I kind of am struggling to appreciate anything right now. Mm-hmm. And I have to decorate a door. And there's a theme every day. I have to decorate a door. A freaking door.
It's like you're in high school again. Remember decorating lockers? Remember locker?
But that was fun.
Yeah, because you were like, young and had energy.
You know?
And because you were, and that you was your whole yes. job, was to be at the school.
What if I decorated the door like I did my locker in high school?
Are you going to put some posters of like cute boy band boys in
there? Saved by the Bell.
Oh!
Teach them to ask me to volunteer again.
That might be school specific, Jess. We did teacher appreciation earlier this year, and also that wasn't a good time.
It makes more
it
sense.
It wasn't, to be, this whole year. Kind of just felt like not a good time for me. I don't have any margin. And you just, but like this is extra hard because it's this last push and it's supposed to be great. And then there's just this drum beat in the background where I, and you know, that at the end mm-hmm. of this final push, what happens? Our children
oh, gosh.
Are with us full time.
Full time.
Like, does it stop your breath a little bit?
Yeah, I think my anxiety just went up a little bit. If I had a blood pressure cuff on, it's gone up quite a bit.
Yeah, you,
even thinking about it right
you
now.
You had definitely mentioned that this causes some anxiety.
Big time.
Mm-hmm. Say more.
Scheduling. I used to be so fun. Mm. I used to be really carefree, you know, in college. Who wants to go to Vegas? And it's like, oh, I want to go to Vegas. Let's go road trip to Vegas, right? Oh, gosh, not anymore. You shift my schedule and my anxiety goes up for a solid week or two. Mm-hmm. The good thing is I know that now. So prior to that, I would think to myself, what's going on? What's wrong with me? Now I just know what's wrong with me.
Right.
It's a shift in the schedule and it's a big change and I just have to adapt to mm-hmm. it. But I struggle. I really struggle with those shifts.
Yes. And you know who else struggles every time the schedule changes? Children.
Yes, true.
During the regular year, I will say, like, if you have a week off of school, assume your kids are going to be a little cray for the next week, maybe the next 2 weeks. True. The problem is that this is not normal times. This is every week is different. And it is really, really hard because not only do we have the anxiety of planning for all of that and dealing with all of the logistics of it. I mean, first of all, signing up for everything. And to be fair, this shit started in January.
Oh, I'm like, I've been signing up since January. Some things last October, Andrea.
Oh my God. Yeah. There should be a law that that's not legal.
So I have to tell you this story really quick about summer. There is this amazing camp, and I'm going to talk about it, so maybe they'll get Annabelle in. It's Camp Edwards. It's in Wisconsin. And I think a lot of it's our local area. Everybody goes to this Camp Edwards in Barrington. Once you reach a certain age, you go away for a week, sometimes two when you get older. And you have to set your alarm for 7 a.m. I think it's October 1st. Mm-hmm. You have got to be logged on, ready to go, or you're not going to get in. October 1st, the year before. So this year, life happened. And my neighbor was blowing up my phone, like, are you on? Are you on? Are you on? I wasn't. Newsflash, everybody. I wasn't. It was only 8 minutes after seven. 8 minutes. That's it. I log on. We're waitlisted.
Oh.
We are waitlisted. And my daughter starts talking about this Camp Edwards. And I recently, because it's May.
Mm-hmm.
It's May.
Here we go.
I recently had to share the news with her that mom failed and she is on the wait list for Camp Edwards. So summer has not even began and I am operating at a deficit in the failure category. I'm in the red. I am in the red right now.
Yes. There needs to be some sort of central database, like a calendar that reminds you, you know, hey, this thing happens really far in the future, but you have to think about it now. I can't track this. And we similarly had, I thought that when the portal opened to sign up for camps, for our local camps, just like day camps with our park district, I was sure that that would open at 7 a.m. That seems reasonable. And I wouldn't have even known it was going to happen if another mom hadn't said, hey, here's the day that it opens. Here's something that my daughter wants to do. Is there a little group of girls who wants to go? So somebody else had told me that the portal was opening. Somebody else had already picked out the activity. God bless it. But I assumed, yeah, 7 a.m. That seems reasonable. No. It opened at midnight.
What?
12:01, middle of the night.
That doesn't even make sense.
Well, yeah. Guess who else this kid is waitlisted?
Oh, should we hang out together?
It's brutal. While our kids just stare daggers at us because they're so sad because we're such failures and no one else's mom is a failure.
Oh, no. Nobody else's mom didn't get on at 7 a.m. in our area. They all got on.
Actually, you know what we should do, ladies, is if you were in the Chicagoland area and you failed at getting your kids registered for the things that they want to be registered for, we should just have like a day. We just come together.
Let's have a failure party.
A failure party. Is that a thing? We put out a sprinkler. We serve rosé.
I love it.
And, you know, you just say, hey, kids, this is camp for kids who have parents like yours. So it's May, and we're processing the fact that this schedule has, we already should have figured it out, and it probably isn't. And that sense that this is coming is very, very high. And I think this is also a time where we start thinking about not just the camps and stuff, but everything else that's magical that we should do.
Yeah.
It's summer bucket list season.
I don't even attempt.
I know.
I don't even attempt. I cannot even attempt a summer bucket list. Because if we create a summer bucket list and we put it up on our wall, it is just like every day failure, failure, failure in my face.
The kids are like, Mom, when are we going to do something on the bucket list? And I'm like, back off.
2025.
100%. Yeah. I mean, I can't post a bucket list.
No.
My extent of my creativity is to Google summer bucket list. Keep it in secret. Don't let the kids know. But then I'm still like right now in May when I have no fucks left to give. Everything's running at a fever pitch. I don't even know what day it is. Somehow right now I'm trying to figure out when are we going to go and do this? Or when are we going to have time to do that? And how is it all going to fit in the summer?
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here's what I don't understand about bucket lists in the Chicagoland area, mm-hmm. or I guess the Midwest in general. Isn't it just the pool?
100%.
Because we have a 6-month winter.
Yep.
Why is it not just the pool? I don't get it.
Well, I got to tell you, one of my kids, also my second son, who came in with his countdown today, he told me that he thinks that he and some of his friends are kind of over the pool and that they're not really going to be going this year. And I
no.
sit down, boy. Yes, you are. You mean the pool? The only place that you can go right now by yourself because it is bikeable. You are living at the pool. No. This is a thing you're having to do, right? Because that was my summer as a kid. Go unattended to the pool and we cross some major streets on our bikes.
Oh, yeah.
And play Super Mario Brothers 3 for unreasonably long periods of
yes.
time.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's it.
Oh, that's funny. I threw a ball at like the garage by myself
yes!
for like a summer because my mom's like, go outside. Go outside and don't come back inside until I don't even know. Right. Like you can drink hose water.
Hose water. And yes.
entertain
yes,
yourself.
Yes, yeah.
There were no summer bucket lists.
No, there were no camp. Like it was something that happened like maybe for a week, maybe.
If you were lucky.
If you were lucky.
Yeah.
It wasn't this whole thing where every day has to be magic. So speaking of summer, so May, I see you. I don't like this. Whatever it is that you've decided to be, no. And summer is coming. So summer is this time where there's so much pressure for us as moms to direct things in a way that just I don't think moms have ever had to do. And because of that, because we feel like we have to direct everything, this is where our expectations and our reality really don't match. They really don't match because we are responsible for planning every minute and we are responsible for making it so special. And if I visualize a trip to the zoo with my kids, it looks real different than it actually.
In reality?
Yes. Looks real different.
Absolutely agree with you.
If I visualize a day at the beach with my family, I'm not saying the way it really is. And the more plans that I have, the higher the expectation is and the more disappointed I am by how it's not like that. That's summer.
It is summer. It reminds me a little bit of the holiday season
mm-hmm.
where you pack your kids up and you go do this walk through the lights and everybody's screaming or crying and complaining. And you're looking at them like, we are supposed to be making memories to last a lifetime, children. Why are you messing this up right now?
Yeah, summer is like a 3-month holiday season.
That's why it's so exhausting.
It's friggin' brutal. We touched on already the mental load of organizing everything, but I just need to sink in for a minute here to what it means to deal with this constantly changing schedule, the lack of routine, the kids who say, I'm bored. And I just want to be like, I will end you. Or I say to my kids, I brought you into this world. I will take you out. No, I like to say to them, good. Boredom is when you become creative. They don't care. They're tired of that.
Yeah, my kids won't either.
I also tell them, if you're bored, then you're boring.
Ooh, I'm going to use that line.
I just drop the mic and walk away.
I'm going to steal that line.
In summer, we're dealing with this constantly changing schedule. We're dealing with a lack of routine. We're dealing with bored kids. We're dealing with having to feed them just so often. And I know we feed them all year round, but there's something about summer where it just feels extra. Why are they so hungry?
Because they're bored. Don't we all eat when we're bored? I want to go back to really quick the changing of the schedules. And I'm going to drop in here really quick. If you don't follow us on Instagram, follow us on Instagram at Honest Women podcast, because you will see the rough draft copy of me trying to plan out our summer schedule with childcare, working mom, plus all the activities that my kids want to do or the commitments that they already have going into the summer. I'm going to just drop that in there and please comment on it with any pictures or send us pictures if you have anything that looks this chaotic, because I'm sure you do.
Yeah, it's the hastily sketched out plans on the pieces of scrap paper. I mean, I've seen multiple color-coded spreadsheets that lay out the entire summer. I mean, moms are doing it, and it's intense. It's intense.
Also, if you have a spreadsheet that's color-coded, please send it to me. Send me the template, because it looks a lot better than my, like, chicken scratch on a piece of notebook paper. Thank you.
So you mentioned being a working mom, and I just want to touch on the fact that summer hits both working moms and stay-at-home moms. It hits hard. So when we're working, summer is a time where we lose school, and school's kind of childcare.
Oh, yes, it is.
And so all those hours that they should be in school where we normally would be working, they're not in school. So we either have to find a full-time childcare provider, and that's hard.
And expensive.
And expensive. Oh, my gosh. Between the childcare provider and all the activities and the camps, and you have to have the childcare provider to take them to the things.
Oh, yeah.
It's just friggin' brutal.
I think I work all year just to pay for the 3 months of summer.
Truth. It's brutal. So you've got paying for childcare, and then you've got communicating on a daily basis with that person about all of the details of the schedule for that day. And it's so, so brutal. And then when you get home at whatever time that is, your kids are there. Sometimes in the school year, they're not, but they are always there. And that makes me think too of our stay-at-home mom friends who have all of the stress of having to run a crazy schedule just like a working mom, and they lose all their downtime. All the things that you do during the day to keep your house running, just don't have time for that anymore because you got kids in your face all the time.
I will say that that is hard. I often feel like going to my office is downtime. It's stressful. It's exhausting. I am blessed that I have found something I love to do. But it is a break from that family. And as a stay-at-home parent, as a stay-at-home mom, you get no downtime. You're on all day.
Yes. And there's this false notion that you're on vacation. So again, you can get that feedback from other moms, from husbands, from people who are older than you who are not living your life right now. Oh, how special. You get to be off with your kids all summer. And that just stings a little bit because clearly that person does not understand what it means to be off with your kids all summer.
Well, statements like that, there's no dialogue back and forth. It's simply a statement. And you either have to accept it or defend yourself.
Right.
And that's what's hard. You're so lucky. You get to be home with your kids all summer. Man, is that a set you up to fail kind of statement, because you either accept it or you argue against it.
Right. Yeah. You just kind of like grin. Like, yeah.
I'm so lucky.
There's nothing that you can say. There's nothing that you can say.
No.
So whether you're a stay-at-home mom or you're a working mom, you lose your downtime. You have to run this crazy schedule. Everything changes every week. The mental load is all on you. And probably in between things, you're planning for maybe a vacation. And a vacation is not, it's not a vacation. Not for moms.
It's a trip. It's a trip.
Yeah. And that trip requires a lot of planning.
Too much.
A lot of purchasing, trying to get everything that everybody needs because they've grown since last summer and you need things that you don't normally need when you go on a trip. It's planning all the entertainment for the travel. It's just, it's planning, preparing. And then you get there and then you've just got to manage your family in a different spot without all of the stuff that you normally have to help make that a little bit easier.
You know what's the worst when you get there and they're like, now what are we going to do?
Oh my gosh.
We're going to see the things, kids. We're going to enjoy being here. We are creating memories.
That's what we're doing.
Memories to last a lifetime.
Yep. Yep. So don't get me wrong. There are some amazing things about summer. And I'm looking forward to it.
Same.
But we just want to capture a little bit of the truth that it is not all like sunny days and splashing in the pool.
No.
So friend, If you are crawling your way through May right now and you've got those exhausted, burnt out, like survivor eyes, or you're laying in bed at night and you're freaking out about the logistical details of the summer months to come, you are not alone. These few months are absolutely bananas and no one can tell us otherwise. So let's do this. First, you see another mom, like any time between now and when the kids go back to school, lock eyes with her and send her this message. It can be like in your heart or it can be out loud. Just look at her and be like, you are a goddamn hero. I see you. You're amazing. This is impossible. And then maybe we try to bring a little bit of summer enjoyment to ourselves. Okay. Kids get the camp. They get all the fun activities. You know what I want? I want to walk. I want to walk. And I can do that. I can weasel a walk into my day at some point, whether I'm at work or whether I'm at home. And I want to hang out with my friends. And so the next time that you schedule a play date, maybe have your friends stay. Maybe schedule a play date with your friends and let the kids run around. I don't even care if they like each other. You're like, suck it up, buttercup. And we can sit with our friends, have a little bit of summer fun ourselves, and maybe enjoy it just a bit. You've just finished an episode of the Honest Women podcast. We are so honored that you would spend this time with us. We have so much more where this came from and don't want you to miss a minute. So please, right now, take a second to follow the show. While you're there, leave us a 5-star rating and a review. It's the best way to help other women find our show so they can join the conversation. And if you have a friend who could use a little more honesty in her life, and who couldn't, send this episode directly to her. Actually, send this episode to anyone you want to. Everyone's welcome here. We'll be back next Wednesday speaking some truth and feeling some feels. Until then, hang in there, ladies. This has been Honest Women.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Boda Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino.